Welcome to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. Join us as we review our favorite RPGs, collectible card games, MMOs, video games, PC games, and bring up interesting topics and things that we'd like to share with everyone. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening. I got one light side.
One light side!
Ooh,
the night is strong with you.
I haven't filled one.
Two light side.
Oh, man.
I got two.
I'm counting on you, man.
I know he already put two.
I put two. Oh,
for him?
Yeah.
I need some dark side, man.
Two light side.
You got the wrong group, man. We're all about that.
No.
Right.
I thought it was
going to
say.
Yeah,
responsible sister.
Uh-huh. Gee, you might be paying for your sister's crimes. I mean, death. Tahut Society.
Yeah, because, you know, the people we've been screwing with, Ben Black Sun, by the way.
Which way it worked perfect. I'm going to bring Jeez.
Training deck, though, remember?
My little Black Sun Scum and Villain Riders.
Nice.
Training
was for I looked over in the room to pay for her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, so use her.
So I only have 4 pages, by the way.
So that's okay. Do you have all the pages you need?
It'll be the page that looks like this. It'll be these guys.
Oh, the ones that you...
Oh, you said that was my ocean.
Oh, he wants... It's for his reference. He wants that information.
So he needs to have...
Oh,
a...
Well, no. Okay, so he typed it all up.
Right.
But then he didn't select his character.
Oh.
So then when I selected his character, it all went away. So now he has to retype it up.
Yeah, sometimes that's the best way, because that was your first draft, and now it's in your head.
Right. Yeah.
And now the second draft becomes better when you can translate it to paper.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Hey, when I've looked back at GM notes that are like 5 to 10 years old for old storylines and stuff, and I'm like, what was I thinking? Go back and look at it and go, hey, they had fun, that's all that matters. But yeah, I need to still rewrite this. Especially when it shows the GM notes and then what actually happens. It's like, okay, remove 4 of the 8 options you left on the board. You know, the very, very good options and the very, very bad options will usually not be selected. But they're there just in case it happens. Just so the cause and effect is there. See, we didn't record last week's because it was all impromptu, but my god, it was a fun game.
Even though he gunned down a little lady.
Yeah.
These
things happen.
We got
on purpose?
Hey, she pulled out a gun.
She threatened us.
Oh, well then.
She was threatening me.
So we got
it is the smuggler's move.
Because our bus driver our driver was like all hyped up, and somebody decided to give him a cigarette. Dave.
I didn't give her a cigarette. She pulled out a cigarette. Or, oh, no. The driver pulled out a cigarette. I just tried to calm him down.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
The driver was really nervous because the group kind of impromptu went to the local smuggler weapons dealer and basically gunned his people down and robbed his warehouse and blew the fucker up. To summarize it. And of course, as the bomb was ticking down with a few... The assassin... goes running in and starts using his ranged weapon skills and starts selecting stuff and putting it into carts and dragging it over to the car.
Yeah, he got
that's
30,
what he does.
He had 33,000 stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then our hired gun here goes, yeah, I'm going to grab a couple choice items too. Grabbed himself 8 grand worth of weapons off the rack. I mean, it's going to get blown up anyway, right?
He's got 14 grenades. It slowly just decreased in numbers.
You know, grenades are really handy, I'm just going to say.
Right?
You know, it doesn't take a genius to use grenades and booby traps.
Like,
you know, a little wire or fishing line? Grenade can go
right.
Anywhere.
I was like, because I have poison gas grenades in lunch.
Yeah.
Only thing you got to remember is to cut that line when you come back that way.
Some grenades.
As your ramp comes down, 2 poison grenades go off.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
Put my mask on.
You should go underwater.
And that's why certain Star Wars characters always wear a mask right there.
That's right. Don't trust any of you people.
Is that a gas grenade in your pocket or you have it?
Well, I don't have it. So that's my only downside right now. Or my sun grenade.
Well, you know, sometimes it is scary walking around with all these grenades on you, especially somebody has, like, you know, force move power, and goes, pins!
Yeah. And you're like, oh, this is gonna hurt.
One of my favorite Risk characters actually did that quite a few times, because he's a mind meld. Coalition guys jump out of their vehicle. Pins! Okay, guys, Prime's taking care of that. Shot fired. And then just watch the chain, because of course in Risk, if you blow up explosives, they go off too.
Alright.
So, since many misses only have like 5 hit points, plasma grenade is more than that. Beautiful chain reaction going back to the transport. Yes, I've seen people with grenades after me. You snipers like you should against a mind melter.
Right?
You snipe his ass from a football field away.
I mean, I got a...
Or more.
I was going to say, I have a Model 38 sharpshooter rifle with extreme range.
See, there you go.
Detonate around, even better.
That's what you do.
Well, my skills do not lie necessarily in the melee, so...
Yeah, that's
all
right. I have a vibro machete, which should be more damage.
He's like, I want a machete!
A vibro machete? That's the upgrade to the machete.
If you're going to take a machete... Might as well
did anyone want to look through the Bounty Hunter book? I brought it last week, but just in case, you know.
Give it to the Bounty Hunter.
Literally, that was his face when he was looking at the laptop. What the weapons were. He's like,
yeah,
I could do this. Oh, that's a great gun, but why is it so expensive?
Well, it's a great gun.
There was like missile launchers. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he got like a mini machine gun on him, so...
I did. Sorry. I picked up one of the heavy, or not heavy,
I got some upgraded pistols out of the deal, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I've got a light blaster pistol on me, so any other, you know, take off of other people? We can't.
If you're
MK
pilot.
Is so going to ask you, by the way, can I borrow a big gun? I mean, she's got the disintegrator rifle, which is the biggest,
the
you
disruptor
know.
Rifle.
Yeah, it's a disruptor rifle.
I can give you my, during the mission, just in case if that ever comes to it. I can give you my TT-24
holdout
blaster.
Oh, no, well, I could light blaster is still better than a holdout one.
Yeah.
You have damage in sixes. You're decent. Except,
what regular pistol did you? Did you pick up the long pistol?
He's like, regular pistol? Who needs a regular pistol?
I don't have any regular pistols.
I told you to take
it's just when he's on the cover, so they don't... think he's got more,
right?
I gotcha. You lull them into a false
security. They don't see the THX heavy blaster on the side.
Yeah, you're using it as a decoy. Say, hey, he's not
my
got
dad,
much.
I don't know who survived.
Give me a pushover.
Or if the hut shot taken out by the barrels, or if
he's
holding me out by the barrels.
Right.
You
oh,
know,
yeah.
When you're stressing these things, it's
day.
Good to
oh,
have the ambiguity of them. Of the worst part is, did the hut buy its freedom from the Imperials and now they're working for the hut?
Right.
Because no,
there's that dangerous part of the hut's
yeah.
buying people off.
Yeah. Or they're both looking for me, but...
Which is the
okay,
worst.
You're a bot then, you're a what?
The squiddy guy.
Yeah.
The squiddy guy.
Not the Mon Calamari squiddy guy, but the good Jedi squiddy guy.
Oh, okay,
Nautilin.
Yeah, alright.
The Nautilin.
The
yeah,
one that looks like the squiddy guy from Men in Black.
Human.
Human.
Remember the baby in Men in Black?
Yeah.
I'm a Nautilin. I keep forgetting that.
They call me Captain Nemo.
So just
see Mark 10.
So we still got a bounty hunter going for that part of the mission. So
yeah.
He's a military mercenary or whatever.
And then we have a bounty hunter assassin who specializes in the dead part.
That's right.
The dead part is so much easier.
Yeah, it's a lot easier
yeah.
than cargo.
Okay, for Vashnek, what was his numbers on his bounty? On his back
five
obligation?
And five.
5 and 5?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sorry.
No problem.
Somebody went big underground.
That would be the pilot.
Yeah.
She's like, ah, of course, her obligations aren't that bad, technically.
No, but they're high.
Yeah. You can select a 10.
There's
you
no way.
You can. For more experience when you start.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that
option. Bring up
because it was
more.
Like.
You wanted cash.
But that means
guns,
I also
think.
Don't have anything.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
I get that.
Well,
yeah.
We're getting there.
I am cash poor, as in zero. Asha wouldn't have let me.
You have
anything.
A comm link. You've got a data peg.
No,
got
but I mean, she wouldn't
armor.
Have let me. I got to have at least 50 credits, man.
Well, you got the roll of 1d100 spending cash.
Can I borrow the 1d?
She's like, I don't want his dice.
She's like,
I
don't want
to blue ones. Okay,
or
so.
Not. Or not.
Really? Apparently I have 17.
Sorry. Like, never mind.
17 credits. Okay.
Where we're going, we don't need
yeah,
money right
to
now.
See. Black. Oh man.
See? So of course because it's the dark side, black hat.
Oh.
No obligation. Look, I rolled all this down for nothing.
Nice.
But you know, I've got it for next time.
Yeah. So, I have another belt pouch, so couldn't I just have my
belt
and should be there,
and
then cover it
yeah.
zero, so then I wouldn't be
encumbered. Yeah, the belt pouch gives
it's
you extra encumbrance. So,
yeah,
you're
belt
basically...
Your
but it's all, like, balanced. What's your encumbrance now?
15 and 14.
The belt adds
Yeah, the
slots.
Belt adds...
Oh, okay,
one
yeah,
or
so
two
I gotta
backpack.
Help you with that.
No, no, take belt pouch,
because he's carrying things.
It can hold two items of...
Yeah, you're
right.
You're okay in your comfort.
You're fine.
Okay.
So if you want it, I can C10 Dragonite Reaper. You can take one of those. That's a heavy blaster pistol.
I'm sorry, what?
If you want, I can spot you a C10 Dragonite Reaper, which is a heavy blaster pistol.
Okay.
It does 8 damage, 3 crit.
Okay, so what is it?
Yeah, they're nice.
The C10 Dragonite.
That's what I got.
Dragonite.
Stats.
It's the Reaper. It's a heavy blaster pistol. Encumbrance is 3.
And by the way, if you're interested, here's the list of basically what bounties are. As the bounty hunter, you would know these numbers.
Range.
Might be one of those things that might be interesting. There's not actually a good chart of all of them, but basically I used a bunch of different books, plus different Star Wars books.
Okay.
And a couple other space opera RPGs to make a very comprehensive bounty list.
Okay, so encumbrance.
Yeah. So what do you have? Oh, he has actually a 15 out of 14 encumbrance, so he is slightly encumbered.
He's got all the weapons hanging off of him. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, we,
yeah, I have to separate
one night
until
he's like, so can we get to space, walk around?
Yeah, well, we'll be in the ship, so yeah, you'll be able to unload some of the stuff on ship.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because I told him not
to,
yeah, because it's got him carrying, like, the poison grenades.
He's all stuck.
Like,
so that's him at his max. Well,
oh,
he's
so
crazy right now.
No, I'm not carrying it, but,
what's
like,
the damage
I have it on the sheet.
8 on the gun? 8.
Damage is 8, crit is 3.
Because let's be honest, anybody in the military knows as soon as you get where you're going, you drop your gear.
Okay.
Right?
You find where the place is and you drop down to
medium range.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
And it has a stun setting.
Yep. I'm just going to take a picture of this. What? Oh.
So I'm looking through the thing.
Yeah, I got it. My grenades, I got some frag, some stun, and white 3 data purge grenade. grenades.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen those or not.
Yeah. Drop the grenade, say goodbye to the computer.
Yep.
Except you would have to run pretty fast.
He'd
be like, take my laptop and run.
Well, no, my armor. Because it's all going to get integrated in my armor. Like,
and all of a sudden you just see sparkle shooting across the armor. You're going, no.
He's like, chink, what was that? Squirrels?
Ah, crap.
It's like, damn it,
I'm a little fraud right now.
I just designed the last level of that game.
Right?
Instead of him throwing it, he hands us a grenade.
Oh, I have 500 credits.
Oh, see?
Sorry, it was on the back.
Oh, you can't
for
good
you.
Lord.
Yeah, so.
You're not that big.
You don't have nothing, though. It's like two coverage, one.
Well, that's now a quadruple.
Yeah, but that's
all right. That's still nice. It's like one of the better pistols, and
it's
not.
A good pistol.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a good pistol.
It's not a. It's not somebody's fancy pistol. It's not too rare.
And I got the TT-24 holdout blaster now for my new
right. Well, if you do that plus your holster, it's like nobody's ever gonna find it.
Uh-huh.
Right.
A concealed pistol and a concealed holster and like frisk me.
Yeah.
You've got like 8 black dice. Yeah, go
ahead. Is that a data port in your pocket? I see it.
Well, that's okay. I guess he found a rifle that's able to
Oh, the takedown one?
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's a CR-8 takedown.
Yeah.
I'm like,
so literally, it's like that really nice Ruger that's out that you just crack in half.
Yeah, it's like
one half of each leg.
If properly broken down at 2 black when someone tries to frisk you.
I'd be like, your thighs, sir, are so strong. your back muscles feel like almost like they come stock.
But you know, you never know what he might need.
I can feel
like
the bone inside.
Yeah, you created a monster, but
you let him shop.
I let him shop.
It well.
And that was just the beginning of the shopping.
Right. I mean, you know, there's like just, I have a list, but it's like, I'm trying to just get a list so I can just give it to you.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, so I gotta do one at a time.
Oh, he's starting his Christmas wish early.
So then it's like, I've got, so like, I just add a new column in Excel, so it just adds up all the totals.
You were in his own room, like,
And that's why Excel is
dark matter.
Right.
The one guy's room
with the weapons all over. Or Jane's bunk and the,
right?
Just a sheet of weapons.
That's the Kingsman.
Yeah.
What is this? Don't be that. Boy, it's a grenade. That was awesome. Yeah, that definitely would be me in there.
It'd be nice to have some grenades right now.
It's like he slowly reaches over and you smack his hand. No.
It's like what? Nobody stops now from going to a bar on Alliance Day. Just saying.
Right?
So when you do a Edge of Empire group, fire spray is an option for the ship. So if your group goes all bounty hunter, you can go with fire spray.
Yeah, but I think our ship's still better than his.
Because
the crew, or at least it only crews, I think, a handful of people.
It's like 3 people tops.
Yeah, so we need like 2 pilots. Chugging around town, waving each other, hey!
So who's the second best pilot? Is it still you?
Probably, I think. I don't know. I think we got a couple.
Space, I got yellow and 2 green.
I would say planetary, I got all 3 green. And then in space, I got 3 green.
Yeah, mine's just all 3 green. I'll be doing other things anyways.
I'm going to be doing
a remote part, it'd probably do much better.
No, we just pick up an astromech droid at some point.
They've actually got that.
Pilot.
Basically, like Boba has, where you beep and Slave One flies to him.
Yeah.
It's basically a droid brain integrated into the ship, but it does eat up a heart.
Oh,
there is that stuff. I haven't bought it yet.
But then again, you can always just get an astromech to do it.
They're all the battery, though.
So.
Until
someone
hacks them and he becomes astromech V.
That's all right. No, I do have my assistant.
3V.
Yeah, but we'll forgive him. You know, he is doing great.
But I do have my, where's he at?
So since Kelly doesn't know half the group, everybody describe who you are and what you do.
Alright, Brock Verdon, or Varden. I am a hired gun. mercenary.
What you do is you kill things.
Yeah, basically.
You're really good at it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I just
read
two droids and old ladies.
Some Bashnak. Bounty hunter assassin. I just like to make things dead.
What was it? He ran into a bounty hunter room and just sprayed the whole area and he's dead.
I'm sure you heard.
And I remember.
I was going to say,
I'm sure my sister introduced
you.
Us.
Yes, right?
Told me all about that slice again.
Grandy sent you a hollow mail.
She was off slacking last week. So.
Twilight.
He's all like.
I was going to say, you saw the wall of like where the red mist was.
Yeah, she was off slacking last week, so.
or her and MK were up to something.
Yeah.
Because apparently MK is not that either, so it must
right.
be nefarious. Super nefarious.
So we see even statues were setting our ship up to get the hell out of there.
Okay, so our super secret mission last time. Lady Satori sent the guys here to go liberate some of the goods that she realized had been skimmed off by that old smuggler pilot that you guys took out that first time you guys got together.
Who donated the lovely ship that we're on right now.
Exactly. Well, they successfully got the cargo crates of the multiple thefts that happened with, you know, smuggling, which she was quite happy with and rewarded them with some cash. But unfortunately, they got some information that a current cargo load that's coming from the wheel was going to be ambushed because they found out the pilot was actually one of Craven's men on that ship.
Yeah, we had a mole.
The pilot is a mole. And he's going to be flying the ship accidentally to the wrong place where it's going to be ambushed by the Black Sun.
Oh, we do have
the ambush location.
Coordinate.
And what happened to this pilot?
Well,
no,
we don't know.
Reachable
okay.
right
basically,
now.
This is intel that they got from the computers while they were hacking and grabbing, hacking and slashing and stashing.
So you get a temporary pilot while I'm in transit, and that pilot's going to screw you over, basically.
No.
Well, he's not one of ours.
No.
He's,
he's
on another
he's
mission.
He's at
one
the wheel.
Of her pilots.
Oh,
on,
I see. Okay.
On the Womp Rat Shadow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so there's something that she really wants us to retrieve from there.
Yeah,
a,
there's something on a ship she
wants. A wooden inlaid chest with Alderanian crystals on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her biggest question.
Oh, is that what?
Alderanian.
Well, they had my ship, should
yeah.
Okay.
Well, that
so.
She wants the cold cargo, so
well,
the ship
yeah,
saved
yeah.
if possible. But she basically gave the gives you guys the rundown. She shows you this picture, this beautiful Alderanian wood footlocker, and it's got this Alderanian crest in crystals. It's all pretty, pretty. And she's basically definitely wanting this returned. Now, she, of course, was scared shitless when you guys explained that, hey, by the way, you got a mole in the organization.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what are you guys telling her about the mole? Yeah, you giving her the full skinny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good, besides the fact that we might kill him.
Okay, so she's immediately wanting you guys to head to the wheel to intercept the package.
Right.
The problem is, they've already taken off from the wheel,
right.
And that's a few hours trip for you guys.
Right.
What type of ship are they on?
YT-1300.
Oh, we're faster.
No, I think they're 3-2, aren't they?
They're basically.
We don't have the new upgrade.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
So we're still only 3.
Plus,
we're faster.
Yeah, look, we're faster,
me.
Dave.
Well, right.
Okay, so Lady Satori is like, you know, fueling up your ship. She's getting you all prepped to go. And she's even got a pilot available.
Right.
A hotshot pilot.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yep.
She's got multiple yellows in piloting.
Yes, I do.
Good, we will need it.
Okay. So she basically would like, of course, the Womp Rat Shadow with the full crew, including the pilot still alive if possible. But she completely understands that the pilot cannot be brought back alive. Just saying. She completely understands.
I grabbed her machete.
The question is, will she pay more if they're alive?
So technically, according to the bounty hunter rule, most people that are alive are worth more money.
Okay, see? Well, my sister's the bounty hunter. I'm just the smuggler.
And she will let it drop, by the way, that on top of this, the pilot does have a dead or alive bounty for 3,000 credits.
Okay.
Oh.
Since she's he's obviously no longer an employee in good standing with the organization, she can let that drop that he's only worth 500 dead but 3,000 alive to a certain organization.
Okay, that works.
She can't promise him make it to that organization, but if he does make it to that organization, you guys can get the bounty.
Cool.
Because she wants to get her information out of him first.
Wait, Schizophrenix, we can cut off his head.
Nice.
Professionally mounted.
Taxidermy.
I'll put some skills into that. Just because. There's all that time in hyperspace. Okay, so you guys are prepped to jump in.
He's so much cheaper than Carbonite.
Yeah, right. Loading up and getting out.
Okay, so who's going to be your astronavigator for this ride?
I am.
Are you going both?
I have the astro.
Are you
who has better astrogation than I have?
Yeah. I'm only three green.
Two green and a yellow.
I have
so.
Two green. So,
I have three green.
I will be astrogating as well.
Okay. So, thankfully, they've already got you the location, so you will get a blue dice. So, it's going to be against two purple.
Oh, blue die. Okay.
A blue die.
Since two purple?
Yep.
Okay.
Two purple. As she's plugging in the coordinates, the engine's warming up.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so, these, I'm taking that with that. So I got three successes, but one threat.
Okay. So basically, you're popping the coordinates. You believe you've got the exact place. No stress, no fuss, no muss. Okay, you explain to the group it's going to be probably about a 12-hour joyride. If there's anything they want to do to kill time. So how are you going to communicate with your new crew on your new ship?
What? There's an internal comm. I can just press the button.
No, I mean, what are you going to say?
Oh. Buckle up, boys. It's going to be about a 12-hour ride to our destination.
12 hours.
Smoke them if you got them.
Man.
He's sitting there looking at all this.
I'm cleaning stuff. I'm like, dear.
It's so pretty. So shiny. It's so glistening.
I will be working the computers, finding anything I can find around the ship, launch or information.
Happy that you're back at your console.
Right.
I'm going to be in the gunner seat, shooting nearby asteroids.
Well, you're going to be in hyperspace, so it's
yeah,
right. At that point when everything's
well,
streaking
by. It'd be cool
to
get, though.
I mean, you can
yeah,
discharge your weapon all you want. You know, somewhere in some nebula, there's blaster bolts flying out of hyperspace.
I may have hit an X-Wing in the way.
That's awesome.
Oh no, and then you may start an intergalactic war too. Yeah.
The Clone Wars, that's how it all started.
A hyperspace blaster bolt went back in time and popped out and fired off that ricocheted across a traitor ship and, you know, Republican vessels like, what? Wasn't us. The shot heard around the galaxy. Okay, so you guys doing anything important during your downtime?
I'm just going to handle the
resting,
things.
Eating, just
okay.
Not really, nothing super,
super crazy,
dangerous.
Yeah. Like I said, trying to see if I can find anything on the ship's updates on or anything. Do the computer system.
Oh yeah, do we have one of those? The chess.
The hollow chess.
Yeah.
Sure, that's like standard. You know, your buddy here with his data pad's got like 5,000 different games.
Yeah. Ours isn't fried on our ship. There's a
See right here.
There's a 1300 that doesn't.
All right then, we'll I'll be sitting there
table.
Playing. What is the name of the game they always play? I can't remember.
I know
it's some kind of chess.
Anyway, yeah,
the
I'll
cool
play.
Battle chess.
Yeah, yeah.
We have our own.
I'm trying.
You've got a little more room to stretch your legs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a service patch droid, a remote on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's running around analyzing the starship systems and repairing anything that might be needing tweaking or repairing.
Also, the pilot gets this creepy, I sense something behind me, it's a little pot. So
alright.
I guess it's considered a minion. I should have.
There's just that little mouse droid.
Oh,
yeah,
next time.
Yeah, because you can choose.
Yeah. I will have to update my characters. Right now, I don't plan on leaving the ship, but. Unless I need to get in somewhere.
Unless.
Because you can also slice locks and stuff for me.
Okay, so you all know that you are running to an ambush site where ships. kind of be getting ambushed. It's probably...
So I'm going to pull out of early and...
Hell no, right on top.
Right on top.
Obasu.
Okay.
Well, give us warning as we get closer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know,
just
that, like, give us time
to
get, be like, hey, we got like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
before
you get that.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll...
We drop out that way, because...
Yeah.
You get in battle stations.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're all asleep.
Right.
Like, I'm so going ham, I don't hear... What?
Obasu, go ahead and give me an astro navigation roll while you're bored and sitting there.
Do I get a blue again?
You do get a blue because you're punching in the coordinates for the wheel into your location into this ambush site.
Okay. Ha 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 ha. Okay, that would be a success and 4 advantages.
You're gonna have to figure out how to spend those. But with your success, you know that the other ship, if it's on time with its times table. From what you've seen, they will be there about an hour before you guys.
The vehicle, or the ship has no strain or anything right now, right?
So it actually does not.
Okay, so I will just use it as a boost to another blue die.
Okay.
For my next piloting or navigation.
Okay. Or you can also use, since you've got them, the 3 of them to get a free maneuver when you come out of hyperspace.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll throw that as a suggestion if you want to go with that one, because that's... It's a very tactical suggestion.
Right.
We know we're coming. They don't know we're coming.
Right.
So.
And I'm set to start scanning as soon as we
radio
enter.
Yeah, unfortunately, she tried contacting the ship. There was no message received.
Yeah, so we don't know.
It's almost like someone may have tampered with the ship's communication.
Hmm.
But it doesn't mean they didn't hear it. So there is that possibility.
I say you're making flink, by the way.
So you guys gonna do any tactical discussions or anything like that when you come out of what the plan is?
I come out blasting!
Well, so depending on what's going on, it's gonna be, priorities is try to, I don't know how much we can target stuff, but it's like priorities is like trying to disable engines and stuff, weapons.
Okay.
Or just downright... Disintegrate.
And you can also do, like, the hacking as well.
As I say,
like,
what
well,
distances do you have to do to hack?
That, yeah.
All right, so, thing, I mean, once we enter, first thing I'm going to do is do some scanning.
Ah, that's an important one. Use
see
your
what's
sensors.
There. See what's...
That's a very important skill
so,
use. So you'll be in the cockpit seat using the computers?
Yes. Yeah, well, actually, there's a computer deck, I think.
Yeah.
The security officer station. I don't know if that would be the...
Yep, that would have access
yeah.
to it.
So, yeah, I'll be sitting, and I got my other slicing deck, my one I had before,
uh-huh.
that's linked in with the console.
You've got your monitors upon monitors.
So first thing I want to do is I'll be scanning as soon as we enter, then I will be jamming, is my second priority, so that if there are more than one ship, I want to jam communications. And then I'll probably start working on slicing it. Systems. So, you guys, I'm assuming, will be in turrets ready
yeah.
to go.
Yeah, the gunning stations.
Yep. That's us. Whee!
And, like, so.
Just don't get a shot. That's all I ask.
I'll do my best.
All right.
I mean, I assume
I
that you, once you start slicing, then we'll want to board.
Yeah, we'll start working on trying to stop some infrared for a minute or two, or some geo drop and
now,
things like that.
Worst case scenario, they happen to have some explosive barrels on them.
Remember, we gotta try and take the
The primary ship we want to try to take
alive.
The if there's other ships, we need to take care of them first.
That's what I'm saying. That part, yeah.
We can always use the ruse that we were sent as backup to protect them.
Because
they try.
I was gonna say they have.
Let me know before we come out of hyperspace, though.
Uh-huh.
If that's what we're gonna do, because
we've been sent to help you. Pew pew pew.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if we're taking out the other ships first,
we're helping.
Yeah, but
you
stop shooting. I don't think that's gonna fly because he knows that.
True.
We work for what's her nuts, so. If we're here to help,
be ambushed.
If we're here to help, then she knows that he's his gig's up. So I don't think that's gonna fly.
I'll bring us into close range.
Okay, so you guys, you get the little ping from your captain that you're about to come out to hyperspace.
So, all right then, yeah.
All right, lock and load, gentlemen.
All right, I'm in. Above, I don't know. You on top or bottom, Jake? Top or bottom? Jake. Okay, do you care?
As soon as we drop in, I'm scanning the system.
Okay, so your gunners go crawling. So who's taking the top? Who's taking the bottom? Which, thankfully, this ship really doesn't matter. But
right.
Same gun on each port.
Right. So there, you just go up top.
Okay, because thankfully with the saucer-shaped ship, firing arc is perfect for both.
Right.
Until things get crazy.
Right. Until she banks or something, it's like, space.
The final frontier.
So this talks about scanning specifically the ship for detailed information, but I'm assuming I can scan the area much easier to detect ships in the area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's if you're basically pinging a life pod or a ship for life signs.
Well, this says here, scan enemy ship, and this would give, crew member uses ship scanners to study the enemy. If successful, he learns what weapons ship has, any modifications, and their system strain and hull trauma thresholds.
Yep.
If he spends 2 advantage, he can also learn the current system strain and hull trauma levels. So, which I'll probably do that, but right now I want to scan for others, so is that going to be like an easy...
How many players are on the field?
Yep.
Yeah.
So basically it's going to be, it's 2 purple, so you guys... jump out of hyperspace.
Okay. And it says it's a perception. So 2, 1, 2. Wow.
Lots of success.
And lots of threats.
Two threats. That's all right. We'll work it.
We're doing the thing. We're going to be mad.
Well,
poor success.
Hey guys,
so as you pop out of hyperspace, all of a sudden your sensor starts doing their immediate sweep. And of course, you know, the system's going to two strain.
Okay.
From the massive amount of power you're pumping in the sensor. But thankfully, your sensors pick up in this nice, big, long-range arc. The nice thing is your sensor suite is good for long range.
Okay.
Your weapons are only good at short. Fortunately, most ships have just short range, so they get all close and crazy.
Oh, range close, yeah.
Yeah, most weapons require
pretty close
very closeness.
That's why I said I'll try and get in.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah, yeah.
So what your weapons, your sensor picks up is 2 Z headhunters and a Y wing flying this way towards an asteroid field that's nearby.
Okay.
In the asteroid field, you're picking up lots of different minerals and things. It looks like possibly it's an old mining asteroid that got broke up for mining purposes.
Okay.
There's still some scrap there, but it's like not really worth it for mining group to stick around. Probably one of the big business interests did it because, you know, small business mining groups would have picked the second point. But there's 2 Z headhunters and a YT-1300, which you are picking up that is the Womp Rat Shadow.
Okay.
Currently, it is unpowered, it seems.
Cool.
Unpowered.
Okay. Do I have time to attempt to jam communications in the area?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what would you like to do for your free maneuver pilot?
I'm going to try and... do we want to take out the ships first? Fighters?
There's four altogether and one bomber?
These two are... It looks like they're parked right next to it.
So they're not attached?
They're not attached.
Well, let's get the ones in the
I'll get them close.
It's almost like maybe
group. All right, so we'll say this is group one, this is group two.
Yep.
Let's kill group one real quick.
They're
powered
down. Trying to drain.
So I'm going to do the where you get the burst speed.
Okay.
Getting close on them.
Are the guns any close to any of the ships?
Not yet.
Not yet.
They will be very, very soon because I get a free maneuver.
Because I kind of wanted to see.
Punch it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you. Punch it.
Dev, punch it.
Let's see.
So go ahead and give me your piloting roll.
Now, is that with platoon purple again?
Yep.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hold on, buddy. We gotta wait till we get close
enough.
Yeah, fortunately, right, that's
well,
the one drawback for hours fights.
Right.
You see each other coming for a while, and then you're like, strafe and fire. And
okay.
You pass too far.
Apparently, all I got was three successes. I mean, not
three advantages.
Okay,
so you crank the gas, and you're going forward, but it's not quite the blast of speed you were looking for.
Yeah, but I'm going to use the fifth strain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, remember, ship strain has to be repaired.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't do it like personal strain. But what would you like to do with this?
I am going to give myself a blue dye for...
Yes, the pilot's looking at the chart real quick. Those are a couple of spaceship specific
ones. What
was
that? Blanket. Blanket.
Oh, the generic?
Where we just throw a bunch of bolts in that area.
Oh, the barrage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, that was a skill list. Oh.
Oh, no, wait, yeah, flip.
Okay, but that's your damage.
Flip towards me, yeah. In that area.
If you're a gunner, it's a gunner skill if you have
okay,
a career as a
that, if I can, then I'll take out their shields.
How are you going to take out their shields?
That's only for damage.
You're not in combat range yet.
I'm going to give them a negative and me a plus.
Well, if piloting the ship perform one free pilot maneuver, break the limit, which would.
Give them a black dice.
You can
keep going.
So you could do since you, this
right
is your
right
first
right
maneuver since you guys came out.
Two.
You could do one free maneuver, or you could do a stay on target.
Stay on target is what?
Stay on target helps your teammates.
Fine.
So,
stay on target then.
Okay.
Stay on
target.
Yeah,
reflects
it's 33.
Any combat checks are upgraded when a ship's executing a stay on target.
Okay.
So basically, it's really
green
advantage.
Becomes yellow.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
So, sorry.
So she's beelining you guys directly this
yeah
way.
I was jamming this guy. I got three successes and
oh,
one,
wow,
and one failure.
So the Y-wing?
Or not Y-wing, but one disadvantage. So it only
okay
jams him. I needed extra.
I was doing astrogation.
Oops. No. I needed
no,
extra.
Your dice.
I needed extra advantage to get the other two, but so he
okay
scammed them.
So you basically sing a tight way of communication signals, jamming his communications?
Yep.
Interesting. You're thinking the Y-Wing's the biggest threat. I like this. Especially since that's the vehicle covering the ion weapons.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Well, I wanted to get all three,
yep,
but I needed the advantage to get them. So.
Okay. What would you two guys like to do?
Are we in firing range?
No, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
will be short,
I could gunner blink and get, hey, we're here.
You just want to shoot in the air.
They may not know we're here yet. You don't want to shoot in the air.
Yeah, you guys like just.
Yeah, give them some warning shots. Be like, hey.
There is no warning
no
shots.
No.
Warning
no
shots.
Dude, we're here to kill, not warn.
trigger
yeah
finger off the trigger, dude.
Well,
this is not
to...
this is not New York.
Ready
okay
to pilot?
Uh-huh.
So I was actually going to have you guys go ahead and roll your.
Yeah. No giving heads up. We want to
yeah. We just want
with
to fly
this much
in there
murder. We want to.
I mean, it could be that
can
these guys have their attention directly on that one.
Exactly.
They're not looking at their sensors.
Exactly. Because they're thinking it's a day-to-day little hookup.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, a day-to-day hookup.
I got one advantage.
What are we rolling?
Going roll your vigilance.
Where's that?
Oh, vigilance.
Where's
it? It's on the very first sheet.
On the very terrible first sheet, buddy.
There you go.
Three
green and blue.
Two green and blue.
What?
Two success
and
an
advantage. Whoa, man, that is awesome.
Yeah, but then like, doesn't two blue because uncommon action add, or, yeah, add one blue per rank of uncommon actions to all Lynch's checks.
So, I don't know.
So technically, it doesn't die.
Is that two blue?
So what was that?
Because I have
and a blue
two
per
green
rank
and a blue.
That's what it's
that's
representing.
That's why the blue is already there.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's already
yeah
been added.
Oh, that's what it's representing. Three successes
for you.
Not against anything.
And what did Barrick get? Ooh. Well, I can't
see the
blue.
Four
advantages.
And four advantages.
Nice.
And I got an advantage.
Woohoo! Wow! Alright, pilot.
I know y'all are jealous.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Y'all are jealous.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Thankfully, they can let you still go first so you can get them there to fight.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing the thingy with the thingy with the thingy.
He's thinking and doing it.
So, highest here is character. We'll use the thick bold pen so that way we can all see it. Playing character. Then another playing character. Then another playing character. Then a not playing character.
And another NPC.
Another NPC. Another NPC.
And then a player.
And a playing character.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to, because this stay on target increases my piloting.
Okay. Or are you going to punch it?
Punch it.
Okay. Punch it.
Oh, triumph!
Okay.
All right. All right.
So I got a triumph. I got one...
One threat,
though.
Okay. So you're punching it. The ship's going to take one system strain because all of a sudden she's hitting the gas, and she's hitting the gas hard. And that, and now, is that your maneuver or your action?
That's my action.
That's your action? Okay. So as your maneuver, I'm assuming you're going to continue pushing forward?
Yep.
Wow.
Stay on.
Okay, so basically she's bumped you guys to within...
You can fire
she
now.
She went from medium to you're now close.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're now,
you can shoot your heart's content.
You got a booger in your nose.
You are now danger close, as they would say.
Dice
are, but you are within close distance.
Dad, if you want, I can do...
Now, for your triumph, by the way, are you going to spend one? Something amazing.
One ship has a brain fart and flies into the sun?
I don't think, let's see.
You get amazingly close, you pull a Han Solo and hit one of the Z8 headhunters and send it flying off.
That would be awesome.
You could do that.
But no, not send it spinning. I disable something on it. Something
like its weapons and shields and engine.
Like its
balls.
Shields.
Like
I hit the shield generator.
Well, you can take it out. We'll say.
Just take
it
out. Yeah.
Just
take
it
out.
It
out. Okay, we'll say move you closer. Then you come flying after popping it, and you and literally he's you know,
it was
floating
held together
around
by duct tape.
We bumped him.
And then there's like this little frozen corpse now. Oh my.
Well, no, you've just disabled the ship. It's like Vader. He's flying through space.
Yeah, he's like just sitting
there.
He's
not dead.
He's
going,
like,
what
the
hell?
Yeah, right? He bumped his head. He's passed
who
out.
Who hit me with a white 2400
like,
missile?
All right.
He's spinning so much, he's like...
Okay, so... Because that's the way triumphs roll. Or that's what happens when you roll a shine. So, who's going to go next?
I see.
Why do you
want to
go?
Okay, because I can do the bigger blanket, get them all distracted, they're like, oh my god, incoming fire, and then
well,
you can
focus.
Of
rule.
And then you can focus in the blanket.
But yeah, I'll let you roll first.
Oh, the gunners are being nice.
Two.
What's your gunner thing?
What?
Would you like me to slice before you fire?
And plus
well,
I'm
he's
aiming.
He's fired. Can you do that kind of... I know we're going to kill everybody.
I was going to say, plus I'm aiming, technically.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You're already aiming, so blue dice for the aim.
Alright, so against what? How many purple?
It's going to be
close range,
one
so
purple.
One purple, alright.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
That's the scary thing, especially when you snuck up on
so,
behind them when they all have forward facing.
And who are you shooting?
Two successes.
The Y wing.
Are you shooting?
One
well, let it, you can let it.
So there's only going to be one threat.
Who are you shooting at?
Which one
also.
Of these two
one
are you shooting at? So you're shooting at this guy, or you're shooting at this guy?
So you still get the one success. Because
I'm doing Gunner's Blanket.
Oh, for your action, you're doing the barrage
oh.
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you have one success.
Yeah, after everything's all said.
Yeah.
Okay. So just remember, if you see any of my guys on a despair or two disadvantage, you gotta remind me of, hey, you know, you're taking damage. So he all of a sudden just goes, raining death. Now, it was just one success, or was there any threat or advantage?
Those canceled each other out.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So,
which one of you guys is going next?
Want a slicer or do you want a gun?
I want a gun.
I was gonna say, he's a gun.
The glint in his
eyes.
Come on,
Dave. Hurry up, Dave.
Well, I'm
murdering somebody.
Well, I'm trying to help you here. That's what I was saying.
He's going to improve your abilities.
So, we're basically going to slice, try to bring down his defense in the rear zone. So, what do I need? Three?
I don't think that
says here, or
yep.
Is saying, yeah. So, three.
All of a sudden, you get on the computer and you're setting another hack out. And on which one? Oh,
the
Y-Wing.
What are you doing to the Y-Wing?
Triumph!
So.
Did you upgrade? You flipped one over. Did you already upgrade?
Oh, no, I forgot to
you
upgrade.
You reroll the
re-roll
green as a yellow. Here.
You can borrow one of mine. And take the better of the two. That looks better.
Yep. So, no successes, but a triumph and a buttload of...
You might
want
to look over here for some things.
Yeah.
So, automatically, here, what did you do?
Well, triumph may be spent for, according here, may be spent to disable a weapon system for one round, and two advantages may be spent to inflict one system strain on the target vehicle.
Okay.
So
he does have quite a few weapon systems.
Yep. The TLT, preferably. If he has a turret.
He does. He has a turret-mounted twin ion cannon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you're going to disable that?
Yep.
Oh, that's his bread and butter. That's how he takes that ship.
Right?
I know.
That's the one thing he could have turned around and had, you know, his buddy shoot you with.
Yes, exactly. And how much we use the others? How much did we have here? We got six. That'd be three strain on them.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of strain that kind of ship has, but
okay.
Right.
So, yeah, you've got five advantage that
you
can spend.
Oh, and whole trauma. So blank. So that two. If he spends two advantages, he can also learn. Oh, no, wrong one. Sorry. Two advantage may be spent to inflict one system strain on the target vehicle. So, yeah, three system strains.
Okay. So, basically, you send a signal through, and his ship just starts going haywire. With little sparks shooting up inside.
Which one?
The
Y-Wing. It's the little turret. It's on a little spot there. It's this really great gun that does really well. Almost like he used it on a YT-1300 not too long ago. She goes...
Sweet.
Just spark, 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 spark coming off. Wow.
All right.
Okay. So.
Now you can shoot.
That means it's the NPC's turn.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's good because.
He can't shoot us with his turret.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
You gotta turn around now to shoot.
Oh, no problem. So he's currently jammed, so he can't tell his flunkies to join. And he can't use his leadership ability to give them blue dice.
Nope.
So, well, that sucks, because this guy's out of combat, so that guy is rolling very poorly. So he's going to go ahead and try for a punch it to try to get fast enough to turn around on you guys.
Would that count with the disadvantage?
And he's not going to succeed.
No.
Oh.
He basically is going to do a...
Oh, I got you.
To flip around to face you guys. Fortunately, he did not. So he's got some distance on you. He's out to short range now. But he tried to do the... Only one threat. He didn't get two threats. Close, though. Meanwhile, his boss, who's now got no turret, is going to try to do the same thing.
Roll on a flat surface, please.
Oh, you don't like my wooden surface?
That's got to.
Ouch. Well, pretty much two advantages. He's going to give you guys a black dice to your next two actions against him. As he's taking some distance and did not succeed in his punch, and I knew I should have went for evasive maneuvers.
All right.
And You guys do notice these guys, they're starting their engines up. They're not doing anything yet, but they're starting their engines up. They're waiting for their boss to send them communications, saying, hey, you fools, come take, shoot these guys out of the sky.
So that means it's his turn, and then we start the round over.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so...
But you have a black die.
Yeah.
Yes. What's the range of your weapon?
Who's the closest one?
They're not short range.
Huh?
What's their short range? They're pretty much both the same distance. Sweetie, what's the range of the guns?
Short.
Short? Okay, so you are still within range.
Yeah.
But you know, if they punch it and they succeed, it could be...
Hold on, close range.
Close range?
Is that different than short?
That is different than short.
Oh, they're close
than
short?
Yeah, short is like engaged when you're fighting.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that means they're just out of gun range.
What?
Oh, then I'll sit here and whistle Dixie.
Okay. There are other things you can do.
Such as?
Well.
Can I do another one of those?
Like aim, but he can do that anyway.
You could do one of the barrage where you're just blasting out.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. So that way if they do spin
around.
But it's
two purple as opposed to one purple.
Yeah.
So one black.
Okay, so
no,
just...
it's two purple.
Yeah,
it's
so purple.
No black.
No, I
have
the black.
No, you still have the black.
There's too much stuff.
I don't like this. Look at them down there.
Oh, they're happy in there. They're,
oh,
they're comfy.
Don't want them mixed up.
Confusing.
All right, then. Fine.
Don't want them getting mixed and have wrong results.
Isn't that the whole point?
No.
All
right.
So,
all that.
Good signs. Not good signs.
No.
His
one threat.
One threat?
Yeah.
Okay, you're shooting, and just in pure frustration, you're shaking those controls, so the system's going to take one strain.
Okay.
It's good to have a good mechanic.
Can I go next? Because...
write down one strain.
Exactly, forget that.
Don't
because...
forget to take a strain.
Because technically I don't get a black die.
Yes, you get to negate
so the
one
next
black
one, I can negate the black die if
yep.
I go next. And I'll try, and I'm going to punch it.
You're going to punch it, so that
yeah.
way you're... Now, are you going to go past them, or... Because basically, you only need one maneuver to catch up with them and get back into close range.
I want to get back into close range.
Do you
range.
Want to get past them, so if they continue fleeing...
They
except,
but then
they
can...
Us.
Well, the turrets can still fire.
Uh-huh.
I will... You know what? I'm going to punch it just past.
You're going to go just past
just
them?
Just past them.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. No, because that will put me out of... Will they still be able to fire on them?
You would basically be on this side of them on.
But they can still fire.
They would be able to fire you.
Okay.
But it means they have to fly past you to get away.
Okay. That's
okay.
Fine with that.
So she's going to be all brazen.
But now, wait a minute. Is that one or two?
It's just two purple. And you're negating the black dice.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're that good of a
player. Because. Yeah. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, well, apparently we got one failure.
Okay, so she tries to punch it to get past. She's going to just blow over these guys that we had multiple chances to shoot them. Instead, she just goosed right up to their wings.
But
and
still,
got
you're
really, really close to them.
And not long enough
to No, you know what it is? She's
no.
just a little off from that awesome move she did earlier.
Right.
So you guys are right on these guys' bumpers. Perfectly positioned so that both guns have line of sight. Okay. So, who's gonna
do? So, now, two guys can go.
Yeah. Which one of you guys would like to go
to? So we could do the two gunners. Sometimes we'll let my dad go because
yeah.
he didn't get a shoot.
No black dice this time, and it's one purple.
It's only one purple.
I got your range.
And don't forget, if you take an aim, you get a blue die. He says, yes, must aim.
Oh, yeah.
Much better.
Now,
no,
which one are you
I
shooting
mean,
in?
Wow.
The headhunter
he,
or the
he,
white?
The headhunter.
Okay.
That's.
Alright, so.
Two, three, four. That's four advantages and two successes. And, yeah.
And what's the damage on your weapon?
I don't know.
Oh, hold it. You're on the. Which one? Are you dorsal or are you ventral?
Dorsal.
They're the
okay.
same gun, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I guess they are. Twin majors. So it's three is a critical. So
all
technically right,
yeah.
so,
you crit. Damage is six.
So what's your total damage? So how many extra successes?
Just
one.
Just one success.
Just one? Okay, so six damage. And how many advantages did you get?
So, no, it would be 7 damage because you got one extra success.
One to hit, and then every additional.
Everyone after that, because these two cancel out.
He has that 4 advantages.
That is a threat.
It's a threat.
That is not.
That doesn't
mean
you have no failures.
Yes.
Okay. Never mind.
So you have 4 advantages.
So
that's
4
advantages. Sorry. 4 advantages, 2 success.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So he's got 7 points. Critical. And you still have.
With your advantages, is that linked? Is it twin gun?
Twin.
Twin. Yep.
It should have linked one. So for 2 advantages, you can have your second barrel hit too.
Yeah.
Because it goes. So that's basically double the damage. And do you have any other advantages you'd like to use?
You have one advantage after the critical.
Give me blue. Give me blue.
Yeah, so I'll give a blue to Jake.
Okay, so you're going to basically shoot the guy in a way that's going to cause him to veer up to the other
right?
As all of a sudden you see, here's the crest of the ship, and the other guy's
step
going right into his sights.
Step into my death arrow.
And you're seeing chunks of the ship flying off with your blasts.
Nice.
And then I just
roll
basically
that
as a blind guy.
Right.
Good. Okay, so you're going to do the same. Make sure to aim, take a shot, squeeze it off, and pray for the advantages.
I just have nothing but advantages.
He's got 5 advantages. This is 5 advantages.
Wow, that's a lot of advantages. Okay, how would you like to spend those advantages?
Dispatch that guy. I'm gonna say 3. I'm gonna have. There's only the one ship left.
There's still 2 left.
And you can still shoot the disabled
one.
Oh,
okay. So then I'm going to give 2 advantages to the bad side over there, and then 3 advantages just to whoever goes.
Okay, so for these two, you're going to give them advantage and give each of those guys a black die?
Yeah, I'm going to give him advantage too.
The next 2 to go.
Oh, no, I've already gone.
I know, but the pilot always has to go first. Cause
Yeah,
well,
so
I know, but they get to go now.
You can give them black dice.
But that's what he's saying. He's given each one of them gets a black die.
2.
And you two get a blue die.
And you two get a blue die.
Okay. So basically, as soon as this guy, his ship comes cresting up, and all of a sudden, as soon as it comes up, 2 rounds go right over his head, and he goes, and back down. As literally just these sparks off his canopy. Okay. So.
You gotta go
with
that.
Oh, okay.
Alright, go ahead.
Okay.
Don't get me killed!
I'll try not to.
If she gets you killed, you're
all
screwed.
Killed.
Well, in that case, we're not gonna really care, because we'll all be dead.
Okay, so what are we gonna try here? We're going to... You know what? He's gonna go for... The White Wing's gonna switch shields to 1 in front, 1 in back, because he had them all in forward shields, and that was a bad mistake. And he's going to go for a decelerate.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going to hit the air brakes.
He still gets a
black guy.
Well, these guys fly really slow.
Yeah, but we can fire behind us.
Yes,
you
can.
Oh, you can fly, fire
but
anywhere.
Then he can shoot, too. That's the thing. So,
well, he did not succeed.
Thankfully, he did not succeed, fail enough to get shot, though.
He has 1 advantage, that's it.
He has 1 advantage. That will be to give the next one of you that try to harm him a black die.
Which, since you got a blue die already,
yeah.
Or harm him.
Well,
harm
him.
I can't
shoot. He's basically taking evasive action while he was trying to do this whole air brake thing, so you fly past and you get that sweet shot.
Yeah,
fortunately,
didn't
it didn't
succeed.
Happen. So, for his maneuver, he's going to bank up-ish, so he's above you.
Okay.
Unless, of course, the pilot does something like tilt the ship.
Right.
So, they're basically going north and south. You know, this guy's staying down, he's going up. Because, you know, until they get a shot off on you guys, it's going to suck. And he's jamming on the radio saying, "Come get me, you fools! Save me!" Worst guys, lieutenant can bring with him ever. Now the other guy, he's gonna try to do the same thing. Problem is, he's a sucky pilot. He's far better with his compatriot working in tandem with him.
Yeah, well, his compatriot
he still gets
is
because Jake gave
that's
him
true. Yep.
Thanks
for keeping me honest there.
Yeah.
That would be.
So these two take out that, but.
Wow. So, hey, he takes damage because of my earlier.
Well, actually, it's because of your earlier, because remember, you guys were. You've gone distance from your other bolts, but your latest barrage is still in effect.
Yeah.
So, what's the damage of the weapon?
It's six.
Six?
You will die slowly, please.
As all of a sudden, stray bolts that were flying around space, he kind of flies right into one. And goes, I'm going to be a base you! And it didn't work. And he's going to go south. So basically, he's on top, and he's down below, so only the lower gun can shoot him, and the upper gun can shoot him.
Okay.
It's almost like they don't want to die at once.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. And these guys, by the way, are going to head forward.
Okay.
I give them
so somebody was paying attention?
Yeah. They're
going to go, and then she's
they've seen you guys shooting at this guy and shooting at that guy.
Wait, what is that fireworks out there? What the hell is going on?
It's so pretty.
So they're basically taking off. They're still, you know, at medium range, though.
Okay.
I want to get a better picture of
that. All right. I'm going to try to slice him again to
do some more
shenanigans to his ship. So I had one blue, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So only if you had a freaking slicing skill so you could fix his ship.
What?
If only he had some slicing skills to fix his
right.
ship. Or an astromech. Always bring an astromech for your slicer.
Alright, let's see.
You don't keep BB-8 around just because he's cute.
Yes, we do.
Triumph. Good job, Dave.
Wow, you did really well.
Relatively. So one success.
All of his dice came up pretty good, including the
one
moments.
Success, a triumph, but he did get two
one.
Threat.
No.
No.
Yeah.
There's only one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
that takes care of those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you grab your data port and you instantly download that dirty black hat hack in there that you have. And what is it doing to that guy's ship?
Preferably shut down his entire engines.
As all of a sudden, his ship's flying and flying. Remember how he was trying to hit the air brakes before?
Right?
Like, you can practically see it slowly sag and stay.
Light flicker because it's like.
All of a sudden, the cockpit lights go to emergency orange lights only.
Yeah.
And he's dead in the water.
And it's like.
Dead in the water. Twirling upside down, even.
So that's the guy that you can shoot at, because you're technically on the top.
Yeah, because he's basically now dead in the water at the front here.
Yeah, I don't have a moving target to go.
It's still kind of moving.
Right, it's a slight drift.
Yeah, he's like...
aim right where it's going to go.
Oh, no.
All right,
Okay. So, top of the order.
I think I borrowed the extra one from you.
Yeah.
And that's a great place to wrap it up there.
Thank you for listening to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And feel free to enjoy our other shows, such as D&D Journey of the 5th Edition and Scion Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion hero to Ragnarok story. Thank you for listening.